Last time we was here, I think we had promised we'd come back after we got through the CSEP drills, talk a little bit about exactly why we have those, what was accomplished, and talk about, you know, how happy we were with the participation we had this year. And with me today, I have CSEP Director Kevin Babcock. And Kevin, we'll just go ahead and kind of get started in. I think it was last Tuesday and Wednesday, we had both the decon set up as well as the tabletop exercise the following day. If you want to just start talking a little bit about, I guess, the Tuesday night when we actually had the decon and the participation, what all went on in that event.
Okay. A lot of planning for the staging takes place a few days or a week before the actual drill itself. 2 weeks ago on a Sunday afternoon, the volunteer fire departments got together and they decided to do a walkthrough in anticipation for the drill. We had over 20 volunteer firefighters that gave up their Sunday afternoon after church, come out to the high school, and we set up the full thing, and we looked at all the different equipment, some of the deficiencies that we had and anticipated, and we walked through it. It was very worthwhile, because last Tuesday, when we actually came and had the FEMA evaluators on scene, we had the Middle Fork Fire Department, Clay City Fire Department, Stanton Fire Department, and the search and rescue showed up, along with the ambulance service. Nathan Hall was there. It was awesome, for lack of a better word. FEMA, they had four inspectors, and one of them made a statement that was in awe of the fact that it went up so quickly and smoothly whenever it was three different departments or four different departments counting search and rescue. And one of them made a comment that they don't remember seeing law enforcement there in the past. There was the sheriff was there. We had a school resource officer because we had volleyball going on and we had a soccer game going on. It was all very well coordinated as far as the traffic flow and things of that nature. And as we set up and we flowed through, everything was going great and wonderful, and we was just plucking along, and they threw a couple injects where they actually throw in a different problem here and there, different things that might cause us issues if we had a real drill. Somebody may be getting disruptive and have to call a police officer over, try to calm it down. And then we noticed in the western sky, the lightning, and we noticed that it was starting to get a little windy. So it turned into a real-world exercise as far as monitoring Jackson weather. We had a safety officer that was dedicated just to watching the weather. And as we progressed throughout the drill, the fire department didn't waver in their dedication. It was phenomenal to watch them just continue to work on it and to fix issues and to address each issue. And we actually ran a couple people through the decon before it started lightning, to the point where we had to actually secure the drill. It came down in buckets. And if you think about this, how many people would actually volunteer their time to come out and get drenched? It went from hot and miserable, hot and muggy, to just a downpour. And how many people would volunteer their time to come out and prepare for the worst possible situation that could happen to this county? So I'm very proud of the firefighters, very proud of the participation of the ambulance service, the dispatch personnel that came out to assist to see exactly how it works, because sometimes dispatch gets a bad rap. They really don't, well, not necessarily a bad rap, but they don't get the recognition they deserve because they're up here in a little box at EOC. But they actually came out and they participated in communications, but they also flew a drone so we could review the exercise for the future. A lot of technology was used, and it's all benefited for the county.
Yeah, a couple things you made there. As I said, I think people, going back to your volunteers, and not only fire departments, but search and rescue, and in our community, I think people don't really fully understand the value of that. Naturally, we don't have the funds to have a lot of these full-time departments and stuff, and like you said, these people are giving of their time and efforts, and without them, it would make activities, and God forbid, a real-life situation like this impossible, hardly to man, without the volunteer power we have. So that's definitely very important and something they should be commended on, participating.
Absolutely. We looked at some of the different things that we had issues with throughout the drill, and some of them are just supply issues, some of the things we need to order, some things we need to repair and replace. We work with the state, Kentucky Emergency Management, real closely, and they're looking to replace some of the equipment that we use this year. And whenever we rotate gear out, when we have things that we can no longer use because maybe the date has ran out on something like a pair of gloves, people don't think about that, but we can actually partner with the HOSA, which is a medical class at the high school, and we can actually give them those gloves, and they can practice putting those gloves on, taking those gloves off. It's no cost to the school system, and it's something that we should not be using if they're out of periodicity. If they're out of date, then we shouldn't be using them in our job. for the protection of the public or protection of the first responders. So we can actually partner with the schools and they can utilize those in different ways.
One thing, Kevin, we may get a little bit ahead of ourselves here for the viewers that hadn't listened previously. I guess we've started talking about this exercise, but we've kind of failed to exactly explain what we was doing and what we was preparing for. So we might want to step back and exactly, you know, explain to the public that this was a decon exercise, why, you know, this practice could be applicable and what we're preparing for.
Oh, absolutely. The last time we talked on the radio, we talked a little bit about the purpose of the CSEP director and the CSEP program. CSEP stands for Chemical Stockpile Emergency Protective Program. And basically what that does is in case there's an accident at the depot, the one in Richmond, Kentucky, they're in building a facility over there to destroy the nerve gas and the mustard gas canisters. And in the process of doing so, or maybe even with a terrorist attack or whatever might happen, an accident moving from one igloo to another igloo, they have a release of agent. Then what we would do is we would mobilize in anticipation of not necessarily Powell County getting any of the actual agent. It could happen in two zones, the ones closer to Hardest Creek down towards Snow Creek. But more likely, we would get evacuees from either Estill County or possibly Richmond that would be coming to this way or to our area. We have actual zones. If you've ever listened to WSKV or looked on the TV, they talk about prepare.com and they talk about the different zones, the PACs and the IRZs. And we in Powell County might receive some of those. So we'll set up a decon station. As the vehicles come into Powell County, we would set up a checkpoint and we would ensure that they were funneled to the decon center, which would be set up at the high school. And we have a shelter that would normally be set up in the gymnasium. We also have other shelters throughout the county that's ran by the Red Cross. If we need to, we could bus them from the high school to these different shelters.
And I think you touched on one thing there, just not to create a whole lot of public panic. The likelihood of Powell County ever having any direct chemical impacts is very unlikely. And I guess that's something, you know, average public may not be aware of. I mean, not that it couldn't, but it would be very, very rare and a very small percent of our population would be directly impacted even if that came to be.
Yeah, that's one thing that I want to stress very much so is the legislature, the Congress, got together about, I think it was 1985, and when they started, they went into an international agreement to destroy a lot of these chemical weapons. They gave the task to the Army to destroy the weapons, and they told them to ensure heroic measures would be taken to ensure the public safety. And this is just a heroic measure. This is one in, I mean, you have a better chance of winning the lottery 10 times than to having an agent come to Powell County. Could it happen? Yeah, it could happen under perfect conditions, but the likelihood it would be a minimal contamination. The more likely scenario is there's something happens on the depot itself that's constrained to the depot or very close to the perimeter of the depot. The decon teams that they have in Estill County and Madison County would more than likely be able to handle any situation. This is just a heroic measures taking place to ensure the safety of the public. So that's what we're here for.
One thing, Kevin, I think that's really been beneficial to this, probably more so, like you say, the likelihood of us ever actually having an event here in Powell County, but I think it's really took our emergency management to the next step in making prepared for any event. More so probably, you know, I mean, it helps us prepare for a natural or any kind of disaster we're more likely to incur, and that's, I think, one of the great benefits that's come from CSEP beyond being prepared for this is the more likelihood of the events we would encounter, it's made us better prepared for those, I think.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we talked about the drill on Tuesday. We came into a drill on Wednesday, which is a tabletop exercise, basically where we invite the community partners into the Emergency Operations Center here at 33 Commerce Drive, right next to UPS. That's where a lot of people know it's dispatch. But we have a conference room inside of dispatch, and it's more like a war room. We can have all the different agents come on board, and we practice once a year for CSEP. But this can be, you can use this facility for any emergency. On Wednesday, we were very pleased by the turnout. And again, we had two FEMA inspectors, evaluators in here. And even though we had some issues, some problems, which, you know, a drill of this size, when we're talking to 10 other counties, plus the state, plus the federal government, and looking at the different things, you're going to have some issues that you can improve upon. And that's what they said. But they also said that for a county our size, they were highly impressed by the turnout. I mean, we had the city governments here. We had the county governments, yourself, county judge executive. We had emergency operations personnel from the county were here. Corey Graham, the dispatcher, coordinator, he was here. And we had a good turnout from the fire departments. We had a good turnout from search and rescue. We had medical personnel from the ambulance service. We covered the necessary bases, and that's what the EOC could accomplish in any emergency, whether it be an ice storm, whether it be a disastrous tornado or something of that nature, or an earthquake. We are prepared to move forward in this state-of-the-art building that we have because of CSEP has provided the extra protection for our county.
You're exactly right, and I think there's kind of a chance for us, too, in, I guess, this emergency field and a lot of acronyms, and EOC we refer to a lot. Emergency Operations Center, like you said, doesn't specify whatever. It's whatever emergency arises in Powell County. I think yourself and myself, both having been through this exercise several times, it's kind of neat every year to hopefully see improvements, and I think this year was a case in point. I think there was a whole lot of strides made over past ones, and I think we continue to do that most every year, and that should be our goal, to always move forward and progress. And I think it was very rewarding to see that actually come to be last Wednesday and Tuesday and Wednesday in both these exercises.
Yeah, we it was actually enjoyable to be able to sit down and see each individual department, whether it's Charlie Crabtree with the Stanton Police Department taking charge and doing things that a police officer is supposed to do, whether it was Corey Graham with public information, making sure we got the information out to the public, and you make sure you get us on the radio, make sure we get it out to the Joint Operations Center in Richmond, make sure we get it to the state. These types of things, the communications, people taking responsibility for their field and other people respecting that. Now, you obviously have to have a leader, and Steve Asbury, the Emergency Management Director for Powell County, did an awesome job of coordinating all the information and making sure it went smoothly. We had some new personnel on board, and that happens from year to year. We had Sarah Walson, that's the new transportation officer at the high school, or at the Powell County Schools. She came in, she had a lot of great questions, and she's learning. She brought up some what we would look as maybe things that we can improve upon, and we definitely took that into consideration, and we're going to practice that between now and the next CSEP drill next September. We're trying to look at the quarterly meetings with the EOC and try to get this to run as smoothly as possible.
Talking about progression, I know you and I both were involved in this exercise and in emergencies in general way before this facility, and you kind of touched on it, this facility, what it offers us in these events, and it's night and day. You know, before, when we had more likely like the snow events or whatever, if you know what the old dispatch looked like, and the upstairs in that building was what was the Emergency Operations Center, and it was challenging at best, I guess, to try to coordinate a countywide effort. And so just having the facilities, the technology that's involved in this building, the space, it's amazingly different. And I think another thing that we've made advanced strides in, back in those days, not only was the facility a challenge, and not that we couldn't operate there, but then disseminating the information that was being gathered there or what we needed to the public was a big challenge. And I think with what we've accomplished, and Corey's to be commended here, with the public information page and having that public information officer actually giving these things to the media or distributing the information we want out there to make the public aware of what's going on, it's been a big improvement we made in our emergency operations over the last 2 to 3 years. So I think those two things have really put us in a lot better place than we were, say, 6 or 7 years ago, for sure.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of great strides, but you brought up the old EOC, the old dispatch where the CSEP was upstairs. That was very hard to communicate in that building. There was a lot of communication issues, and that's where this particular facility, with the amount of lines that we have, the phone lines we have available, each individual person can have their own phone line. So if you are outside of this area and you want to call in and talk to Public Works, say Rub Skidmore, you can call Public Works and they have their own phone. They have 15 different stations that are available around the table, and we can set up the mayor of Clay City, the mayor of Stanton, the judge executive, the fire department, the police department. We can set up these different stations around and dedicate a line to them. Makes the communication so much better. Speaking of communications, if anybody would like to see the facility, would like maybe do a walkthrough, they're welcome to call me. My cell phone is 606-481 9849. They can call me anytime. I'll be happy to walk them through and show them the different improvements we've made for the safety of Powell County.
Okay, Kevin, that's a pretty good stopping point for today. I think we'll come back tomorrow and kind of finish up on this and talk a little bit about what you've been able to get started since you've been here. And thank you all for joining us.